A coalition of more than 200 business, religious, and social groups around the country want to save the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It was set up by the 2010 financial reform law Dodd-Frank, which the Trump administration has plans to scale back. J.D. Allen reports the coalition sent a letter to President Trump this week, pleading with him not to cut its funding.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was set up in 2011. Since then, it's returned $12 billion to 29 million people who have been victims of financial wrongdoing.
If you might need to refinance, if you might need a home improvement loan, and you don't want to be ripped off, the only way that's going to happen is through the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
That's Rui Maker. She's an attorney with the Empire Justice Center in New York. She was also in the Federal Reserve's Consumer Advisory Committee back in 2008 when the housing market crashed.
Many of the loans that were being made were essentially unaffordable loans, and that there were loans that had been set up to fail.
Maker says the Bureau holds banks and financial lenders accountable and forces them not to overcharge their clients.
It kind of makes the other banks say, hey, there's a cop on the beat. I better make sure that I'm not violating the law.
Lorraine Martinez is an attorney with the Connecticut Fair Housing Center. She says millions of consumers could be scammed by unfair financial services without the Bureau.
Because they don't have the funds to litigate against these huge companies.
Martinez says the Bureau receives complaints from consumers, and those complaints are what lead to federal investigations. But that could all change if Trump defunds the Bureau.
But it just doesn't add up that the administration will run on caring about people that have been forgotten and then get rid of the only financial regulator that has its ear to the ground about what's going on with all financial products.
Martinez says she's concerned that banks will start offering unaffordable loans again and push the region back into a foreclosure crisis. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.